This is Dakota Datebook for December 1st. On this date, in 1929, the Secretary of War asked the Army to search for famed North Dakota aviator Carl Ben Eielson and Earl Borland, his mechanic. The two men were missing somewhere in northern Alaska or off the Siberian coast. The Secretary had received a telegram from leading citizens of Nome, Alaska. They informed him that a private search party was unsuccessful and that the expedition's plane crashed. They needed more help. Eielson was known as a pioneer, explorer, and hero. As a young man, he had enlisted in the newly formed aviation branch of the U.S. Signal Corps. World War I ended while he was still in training. He received his commission as second lieutenant and was discharged on the same day. When he accepted a teaching position in Fairbanks, Alaska, he realized how important aviation could be to the region. He was instrumental in establishing airmail service to the interior. He and explorer Sir Hubert Wilkins were the first men to fly over both the North and South Poles. He was awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross for the feat and won the 1928 Harmon Trophy for the greatest American aviation feat of the year. He was the first pilot to land on and take off from the Arctic drift ice. With Eielson's extensive Arctic experience, he was tapped to mount a rescue operation for a cargo ship. The Nanook was stranded in Siberian ice. The ship owners asked Eielson to rescue the passengers and crew and recover $1 million worth of fur cargo. Eielson took off from the northeastern coast of Alaska in a blizzard. His plane never reached the ship. Eielson's disappearance was international news. Canadians joined the hunt. Searchers enlisted the aid of Siberian reindeer herders. The Soviet Union sent a search plane. It wasn't until February of 1930 that an international ground and air search found the wreckage of Eielson's plane on an island off the Siberian coast. The bodies of Eielson and Borland were recovered and returned to the United States. Eielson continued to receive accolades after his death, becoming the first person to receive North Dakota's Rough Rider Award. And in 1985, he was inducted into the National Aviation Hall of Fame. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Carol Butcher. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.